UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Visitors to Duns River Falls and Park will soon be in for a treat as the UDC presses ahead with plans to diversify the offerings at one of the Caribbean's leading tourist attractions. Find out more in today's program. Duns River Falls and Parks is located in the resort town of Ocho Rios. The world-renowned national treasure is managed by the Centen Development Company on behalf of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC. Several improvements have been made to the attraction over the years, and there are plans to diversify its offerings to make it even more enticing. To achieve this, the UDC has invited concessionaires to submit proposals for the management of businesses on the property.
The concessionaire we are inviting now are people who are going to provide attractions that enhance the product at Duns River. Currently, the majority of the focus of the whole experience at Duns River is climbing the falls. But people are interested in looking at other options, you know, whether it is moving through different types of attractions or having some other type of experience. We're also looking at a concessionaire to be able to provide non-alcoholic beverages.
Deputy General Manager, Subsidiary Management and Revenue Generation at UDC, Robert Stevens. Mr. Stevens says a number of investors have expressed interest. Invitation for proposals closed in mid-October and the proposals are being assessed.
We expect to be able to take our recommendations to our board in November so that we can make an early decision about selecting who our partners will be.
The UDC is still inviting suitable and qualified investors to submit proposals for the provision of appropriate footwear for climbing the falls at Duns River. The request for proposals will close on November 20.
From time to time, we're going to have other requests for proposals, not necessarily only related to Duns River, but we will have other things related to St. Anne. We have some proposals that will be hitting the market, hopefully, before the end of the year, regarding other attractions that we may be inviting private sector to provide proposals to operate and run on our behalf.
Sealed and labeled proposals should be deposited in the tender box labeled Request for Proposal, Rental of Footwear Shoes at Duns River Falls and Park, located on the ground floor of the Office Center Building, 12 Ocean Boulevard, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston, by 10 a.m. on Thursday, November 20. With upwards of 700,000 visitors each year, the Urban Development Corporation is seeking to enhance the experience at Duns River Falls, making it more exciting and user-friendly. Ultimately, the UDC is implementing measures to ensure that the facility continues to be the number one attraction in the Caribbean.
It's something that everybody knows about. Anybody who thinks of coming to Jamaica, the most exciting attraction that they want to visit is Duns River Falls, because it is a very beautiful in terms of how it looks. It's a postcard perfect type of picture. But in addition to that, I mean, it's an experience that everybody has to have at least once in their lives. And you find that most visitors who come to Jamaica, particularly the cruise ship passengers, wish to include Duns River Falls as a part of their tour.
Deputy General Manager, Subsidiary Management and Revenue Generation at UDC, Robert Stevens. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC, through the St. Anne Development Company, SADCO, manages several attractions in St. Anne? These include the Green Grotto Caves and Attractions, Duns River Falls and Park, and the Ocho Rios Bay Beach. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 922-83104 or visit the website at udcja.com. You can also follow the UDC on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or visit its information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. That's it for Urban Scope this week. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
Making development happen.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.